District administrators squeezed spending to cut a planned deficit to $19 million and then filled that hole from reserves. A possible deficit nearly twice that was cut by spending cuts in central administration and in the buildings, and even some layoffs. Some board members wanted more staff in the buildings for enrichment issues like art and music, but mostly they lost out in school-based budgeting to core academic subjects to help meet state standards. School Superintendent Kreiner Cash reminded the board of a core rule.
For the 33,000 children that we have to serve, we have a fraction of the money that comes in for foundation aid, because that's what goes directly to the kids, what you're talking about, to service it. There's no increases that's come from anywhere else. And so we have to manage through that. And everybody has to pull in a little bit. And at the end of the day, that's what you got to do. You got to produce a balanced budget.
Cash says he and his staff are looking for more ways to cut spending outside of the classroom and look for big-dollar outside help to allow continuing progress on his new education bargain. At the same time, since reserves had shrunk because they've been used to balance the budget, he's looking for a budget in the very near future which is balanced without using any reserves. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.